All right, so this week we're talking about how parents can avoid creating sibling rivalry. I think on Monday we explained that sibling rivalry is as old as Habil and Qabil. It resulted in the first murder on earth. The story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam centers around sibling rivalry. We've been talking about different things in relation to how parents can avoid creating sibling rivalry. We said don't compare your children inadvertently. You stimulate and you create sibling rivalry. We spoke on Tuesday about how you should involve the entire family and all of your kids before the arrival of the newborn and after the arrival of the newborn, so they don't see the newborn as a competitor. Yesterday, we spoke about how not getting involved in the squabbles and the quarrels of your kids unless you absolutely have to, and then to don't take sides, try and help them to resolve it between themselves, and if not, then put them all in the same boat by saying, okay, you're all fighting about the game, I'll take the game away from everybody. They'll be angry with you, they'll be angry with each other, but they won't be able to accuse you of taking sides. Now, today we talk about avoiding favoritism. Sibling rivalry takes many forms. It can be competitive or argumentative, and it can involve allegations of favoritism from parents and other family members. It's not only parents, like daddy likes you, nanny likes you. The perception of favoritism in particular can also be very hard to manage. Whether it's one or all of your children making the claim, addressing it without totally validating it is tricky. How many times have we heard the statement, my sister gets all the attention, she always gets everything she wants? Now, this is a common problem that we see in Muslim households as well today, and that is the problem of favoritism amongst children. Parents can sometimes show their favoritism for many reasons. Some show favoritism to the eldest, some show favoritism to the youngest because they like the youngest, the pet. It could be a preference of a son over a daughter, or the preference of a daughter over a son, a child that's more good looking, or a child who's just more obedient, or whatever. There may be just no apparent reason. It could be in the form of showing more affection to a child, or more praise for a child, or giving more gifts to a child, or more expensive gifts to a child, or ignoring one child compared to others, or being more lenient with one child compared to others. In whichever way you show preferential treatment to one child over the sibling, it's going to nurture a kind of jealousy and even hatred in the heart of the one being neglected. Sometimes some parents will argue to the hilt, no, we love all our children equally and we treat all of them equally. But you can see that they are more tolerant, they listen more, they accommodate more one child over the other, or one grandchild over the other. You get certain families, and I don't know where this originates from, where they're more accommodating, more tolerant, more lenient to the daughter's children over the son's children. Maybe because the daughter doesn't usually stay with the parents, so they may come after a while. So you'll hear daughter-in-laws complain, yeah, my mother-in-law only cares about her daughter's children, not her son's children. And then you get some families. You get some families where it's the opposite. It's almost as if they believe that the son's children carry the, you know, the pure blood, and the daughter's children carry a kind of contaminated blood or diluted blood or mixed blood, because, you know, the child generally is attributed to the father. And you can just see, like, you know, in words like when the grandfather sees his son's children, he'll say, my son, my daughter. When he sees his daughter's children, how are you? You know, more casual. These kind of things. Children are very perceptive. They pick up on these things. So favoritism, it can be with the children. It can be with the grandchildren. Like we said, some inclined towards their sons. Others inclined towards their daughters. Others inclined towards the eldest. Others inclined towards the youngest. Sometimes favoritism may not actually exist in your household, but the allegation of it can even send the strongest household dynamic spinning. This is why if a claim of favoritism comes up, we need to do something about it, and this is what we can do. Listen. The first thing is you must listen. When your child complains or you see fights between siblings in which they mention one getting more than the other, don't just discount it and say, yeah, you always say that. Be receptive to the child's feelings and think about the way they might be feeling and try and explain it to them. And secondly, provide an explanation. Sometimes children need to be treated differently. Like if one child is sickly or has special needs. So explain to them. Say, you know, because he's still young, that's why I'm a bit more accommodating. You know, because he's a bit slow in learning, I'm a bit more accommodating. Because I know you have greater potential, I'm a little bit more demanding of you. That is how you ought to be. But don't ignore it. Listen to your children and try and address it. Don't get emotional. Be calm. Otherwise, if you don't handle the allegations of favoritism in as far as your family dynamic is concerned, you could breed sibling rivalry. Now, you can take all the precautions and sibling rivalry can still happen. I mean, that's just life. But you need to try and see how you minimize it. Of course, parents will have natural love a little more for one than the other. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had greater love for Fatima radiallahu anha. Yaqub alayhi salam had greater love for Yusuf alayhi salam. And that sometimes is difficult to hide. You are not going to be able to hide it. But children won't hold you responsible for having more love or affection for the one over the other, as long as you treat all equally. And that's the key thing. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated all of his daughters equally, all of his wives equally. Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers were treated equally. Now, even after treating them equally, they wanted to venture into the matter of the heart and try and win their father's heart over by doing what they did. That's a different matter, and that is beyond the responsibility of the parent. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.